Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, where we always deliver the biggest and best in sports. And remember, you can listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can also listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. Normal data rates apply. And in our final segment tonight, we've invited on a very special guest. She is a trailblazer in our business, one of the key faces and voices in sports broadcasting over the past three decades. Tonight, who is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line is Ann Liguori, radio and television sports broadcaster. Good evening. It's wonderful to have you on our show this evening.
Oh, pleasure to join you. Thanks for having me.
We've got a lot of ground to cover, and we're thrilled to have you with us tonight because you have had such an amazing career in radio and television. It truly, it's very inspirational. Your broadcasting career, as I said in the open, it has spanned over three decades. And let me share with all of our listeners, you were the first woman to host a call-in show on WFAN radio in New York. You also hosted a weekly television series where you interviewed so many of the sport's finest, from Mickey Mantle to Ted Williams, Wilt Chamberlain, Pete Rose, and many of these historic interviews can be viewed on Hulu.com. Is that right?
That's right. I'm so thrilled that after all these years, and the series, you know, the first series, first year it was 1989 with my interview with Mickey Mantle, and it went 17 years, and I think Brett Favre was one of the last personalities I interviewed for that weekly series. But, you know, I'm just so thrilled that after all these years now, they've been sitting on the shelf, the whole archives. I have 600 of these shows in my archives.
Wow.
But after all these years now, Hulu.com, Hulu, is streaming 50 of these shows. So, you know, they're really treasured pieces of history, and I'm just so thrilled that now people can watch these shows, young people, old people. A lot of these maybe younger sports fans may not even know who these personalities are and they're major sports legends. And I just think they're very educational, and each one of these legends talks about his or her success stories and their opinions on events and issues that were going on at the time that I interviewed them in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s. So, yeah, it's just really a relief to me that, you know, they're starting to stream these shows so more people can see them now.
As you said, they're educational, they're inspirational, and I rattled off a number of the names: Mickey Mantle, Ted Williams, Wilt Chamberlain. Who all is on there of those 50 interviews that we can go and check out at Hulu.com?
Wow, I mean, there's just so many. You mentioned Mickey Mantle, Ted Williams, Wilt Chamberlain, Wayne Gretzky.
What Gordie about female Howell, athletes?
Billie Jean King.
Oh, Billie Jean King, yes.
Yeah, there's just so many different names. And, you know, I also did a show for the Golf Channel in the first 4 years of the Golf Channel's inception. And the show is called Conversations with Ann Liguori, where I interviewed different celebrities about their success stories and their passion for golf.
Uh-huh.
And Hulu chose a couple of those shows as well to put up there. So Matthew McConaughey is he talks about his love for golf and for sports and opens up a lot about his career and the king of shock rock, Alice Cooper, who's an avid golfer.
So, yes.
You know, we throw in a couple of those shows as well.
Oh, absolutely. Ann Liguori is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Join in on the conversation at Twitter, at @eRadioSports. And Ann, tell all of our listeners across the country where they can go and check out your work.
Well, they can go to Hulu.com, and it's actually free. You don't have to subscribe to Hulu. You can go in and just put in Ann Liguori, Ann, L-I-G-U-O-R-I, or Sports Interview, and then it will take you right to the link, and then you can have your choice of which shows you want to watch. I just hope you kind of watch all of them because they're very educational. So I'm just thrilled that, as they say, that they're available now.
That's right. Classic episodes of the Sports Interview. So tell me a little bit about, as far as your sports background, I mean, what inspired you to pursue a career in radio and television? Some of those early memories, Ann.
Well, I have to tell you, I don't know if you or any of your listeners ever knew what they wanted to do when they were 3 years old, but from my earliest memory, and I must have been in a high chair watching this show on television, but I was born in Cincinnati and then moved to Brecksville outside of Cleveland, where I spent most of my youth. But in Cincinnati, there was a female pioneer in broadcasting. Her name was Ruth Lyons, uh-huh. L-Y-O-N-S. And all I remember is that she hosted a show every day around noontime where she spoke to some of the most interesting personalities who happened to come through Cincinnati. And but she was also a piano player and a vocalist, and so she also entertained as well. And I must have just been watching this show. My mother must have had this show on every day during lunchtime, because she made such a huge impact on me from the earliest memories that I have. I wanted to interview different personalities, and then because of my sports background, I was, I'm very athletic, and in high school I earned 16 varsity letters, and just loved competing in a variety of sports. And yeah. So I pursued broadcasting, and then knew that I'd eventually go into sports broadcasting. But when I was at the University of South Florida in Tampa, there weren't women doing sports, but in that market, I was fortunate, Alyssa, to have, there was a woman who was hosting, she was a sports anchor for the NBC affiliate, Gail Sharon. Yeah. And so at least I had a role model back then in the early 80s, so that I, figured, it is possible. They are offering jobs somewhat to women in sports, but she was one of the few back then. True. So, it's just been a long road, and I went to New York City right out of college and started my career right in the Big Apple, and that was pretty dramatic. Not easy, but it's been a fun ride.
Hey, trailblazing female sports broadcaster Anne Liguori is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And I have to wonder, when you got your start in the business, I mean, you're talking about back in the 80s, I'm sure that it was difficult for women to get that big break and to be able to get that opportunity.
Well, WFAN came around in 1987, and WFAN was the first all-sports radio station in the country. And I was doing work at ABC Radio Sports Network at the time, covering every team in New York and interviewing, all the players after various games. And when WFAN, they had known of my work, and I was also freelancing and writing sports for USA Today for the sports page. So I was working very hard and getting a lot of jobs as a freelancer before WFAN came about. And that was 1987. And then in 1989, I put my own TV production company together. And Madison Square Garden Network, they came to me and they said, Anne, we love your work. We can offer you a time slot every week on our regional sports network, but we can't pay you. So I thought, okay, how do we turn this into an opportunity? So I went out and I put the show together, and I went out on Madison Avenue and started knocking on doors at various advertising agencies. And, I have to say, some of these executives looked at me like I had three heads, like, oh, wait a second, you're a woman and you want to host a sports TV show and you're also selling it as well. So it was a little difficult in the early going for every one sponsor that came in to underwrite the show. 20 said absolutely not. But I hung in there, persevered, and I'm really glad I did, because 17 years later, I had a show that was very successful, and then I accumulated this incredible archive.
Yes, and you probably loved the freedom of being your own boss too, right?
That is key. I love being my own boss, still do. I work for a lot of different networks and channels, but when all is said and done, I love the flexibility of being my own boss.
Hey, Anne Liguori is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and we were talking about the announcement of her classic episodes of the sports interview that is available at Hulu.com. Just quickly, what are some of the top qualities of making a great interview? Because sometimes when you're scheduling interviews, you don't know what you're going to get.
Well, as far as the key to a successful interview is being a good listener. Now, because I put this series together, I was able to choose all the interviews that I wanted to do. So I obviously would do my homework and know as much as I could about a person before even deciding whether or not I was going to ask them to be on this show, because you wanted a compelling interview. You wanted somebody, who was going to open up. And, that didn't always happen, but some of them were so difficult to get that they were only in town or available if they were promoting a book or a film or an event or something. So I think the key to getting these guys was trust and establishing a lot of your reputation and credibility, and they, a lot of them wanted to be on the show, and then from there, just being a good listener and asking the tough questions and doing your research.
You've been listening to the voice of Anne LaGuardia, trailblazing female sports broadcaster. The announcement of her classic episodes of The Sports Interview available at Hulu.com. It's been such an honor to have you on the program tonight. Thank you so much, Anne, and best of luck.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks so much, and good luck to you as well.
That, of course, was Anne LaGuardia, trailblazing female sports broadcaster. We were talking about the announcement of her classic episodes of The Sports Interview available at Hulu.com. What a pleasure to catch up with Anne and all of our amazing guests tonight. Of course, Lee Klein, the contributor with Slam Magazine and the owner and operates the Five Star Basketball Camps. Our very own Andy Pondillo from YSR, getting you ready for spring training preview and MLB season. It'll be here before you know it. Greg Peterson, bractologist for Dudes on Sports and his radio show on 90.3 WRST in Wisconsin. Motez Bashara, NBA writer and author and CNN World Sports contributor, and Eric G., the co-host of the G-Men on 107.7 The Franchise in Oklahoma City. Always a pleasure to have you with us each and every Friday night between 8 and 10 Eastern Time at YSR. Don't drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports, the Big East Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell.